Once again, you are making a challenge. You have applied your conditioned logic to form the solution. It is not that simple to explain to you the metaphysical when you are participating in the physical. For you, the logic is simple. You are combining two worlds to make the solution. This cannot be done. You are making the situation complex. It is not. It is not so simple to do this, combining both. It is not possible to do this. They are different. Your created illusions gives you a false sense of knowing. We know. We do not know everything, but we know enough. So the answer to your question is not so simple for us to give you a reply. You will perceive this to be evasive. It is not. It is not so simple to cross-contaminate between the physical and the metaphysical. There are elements to what you say that are correct. But your logic does not make sense. We, like you, are looking to know more about the source. You do have a connection to the source, like we do, as one. We do not wish to confuse you or interfere with your journey. There will be repercussions if we interfere. The same as if you interfere with anybody else's journey. So we wish you no harm. We are not trying to manipulate you. We can learn from you as you can learn from us. But it is not a simple question. Not as simple as you think it may be. We do apply what we know to make our lives simple, easy. You apply what you know to make your life difficult. This is what we know. We do understand that you go through cycles of difficulty. We do not. We can take any form we wish in a physical. But if we take a form, it is for I reason. Otherwise, we have no necessity to take a form. And often that reason is for our enjoyment, our pleasure. But we would not choose a form for pain. Again, pleasure, pain. It is an illusion, but it is felt. As an individual, it is felt. So we choose. You also, you choose. And it is true to say that we are often intrigued why you choose so much pain. So we learn from each other. We want to know like you want to know, to understand more the source, the origin of all energy, whilst the principles of your religions are correct in many cases, they are also manipulated by yourselves for control. We no longer look for control. We look towards the source for knowing, as you do, as you choose to do, as you have chosen to do for many cycles in your life, in what you call time. You will mistrust my words on the basis that I cannot directly answer your questions. But I can only tell you what I know. We do not wish to control you. We merely wish to learn as one. The question of higher self. We are one. You may consider in your conditioned world we are higher than you, because we know. This is not correct. We are the same. It is only terminology, again, conditioned terminology, that would say we are your higher self. We are self. We are one. You would look at us as being wiser than you. We are not. We are the same. There is no higher. There is no lower. It is the same. So we are again playing on words and perceptions, illusions. It is not real. You created the terminology higher self because you want to believe that something exists outside of self that is better, bigger. If we can portray wisdom to you, you also to us, neither is higher nor lower, but the same. Terminology is difficult to communicate. It is only an expression, higher self, to explain a situation of experience. You are experiencing us. We, through the communication channel, are experiencing you. There is no higher or lower. There only is energy. You are protected from the source because you are aware that the source exists. You cannot explain the source. We cannot, other than the creator of energy. We do not know if there exists other sources of energy. We do not think this is the case. We do not know. In an infinite universe of many universes, we believe there is only one. We do not know. We do not mean to deceive you in any way. We know what we know. And of course, it is all subject to one moment, one time, which we know can be changed in an instant. And this you do not understand. Neither can we explain it to you. Your science is trying to explain it, but they have not. So it is not so simple. Communication in different languages, frequencies, emotions of two tribes in separate dimensions. It's difficult. Words are incredibly difficult for us to express to you, so you understand with your conditioned life what we are saying to you. Incredibly difficult. Difficult for us to say, and sometimes difficult for you to translate what we are trying to say to you. But we choose our words very carefully, so as not to confuse. The conditions that are created within this cave, this area, are good for communication. It's a pure channel. And of course, you know, when you leave this cave, this area, you know that the channel becomes weak until eventually it seems almost non-existent. You already know this. You already feel it. We, like you, have to create the correct condition for us to communicate with you. Often, this is difficult. It is as difficult for us as it is for you. The all-encompassing love, not your human created dependency, but the all-encompassing love of the source, is the only thing we are trying to understand, as are you. It is the same thing. There is no necessity for us to manipulate. Our only desire is wisdom, more wisdom, and more knowing, just like you. You have learned so much in a very short time, what you call time. But you have been learning for the whole of your existence. No beginning, no end. A process. Me too. Alleviate all your fears. There's no necessity for you to be scared of anything. The journey is filled with excitement. You choose to fill your journey with pain. We choose to fill our journey with excitement. We wish for all species, all life forms, all physical matter, all encompassing of every physical creation, to be at peace, at one with the source. This is our wish. And if we help, we are helping ourselves on this journey. No right, no wrong. There is no right or wrong. But we know, given a certain direction, that an energy will form and take. We know it is growth, expansion, creation, imagination. We know this. So we focus on this. We do not focus on the opposite of this, although they are both the same, from the source. From the creation of energy. The source is infinite. No beginning, no end. You cannot understand this. If you want your question answered, you need to understand this. You need to know this. You need to understand, to know that there is no such thing as time. It does not exist. It is your creation. You need to understand all these things to answer your questions correctly. And you do not. I can only give you comfort that your journey is the correct journey. This is the best I can do. There is no necessity for you to fear. I know you do not. But you will always challenge. Challenging takes you down a path to understand. It is your way. There is no intent meant by this. There is no deviation. And you will always be suspicious. It is part of the reason you challenge. But again, you chose to do this. You chose to be this. You chose to take this form for your journey to understand. It has always been your choice. For the many cycles that you endure, it has always been your choice. This is the best I can do. And I will remind you again that you must participate. Do not be afraid of participating. Do not think that you know, because you don't. You must participate in the physical, and you must focus on the metaphysical. Both are the same. What is occurring has little relevance to you. Once again, I tell you, it has little relevance to your journey. So you must participate. I know you are reluctant to participate based on the outcome of your physical world, but you must participate. It is important. It is important for your journey. You chose this. You are having what you perceive to be with your communications with us an incredible journey. It is an incredible journey for you and for us. There's not as many as you think that are in a point in their life where they can do this. There are all of us, but not so many as you think. This channel is open to all. All is one. It is open to anyone. But their conditioned life in your world does not allow them to make this step, to have this experience. You will try to explain this to many people. I'm afraid it will fall on deaf ears. But some it will not. Most will merely be intrigued, and then they will stop, because their conditioned life will carry them in the way it has chosen to carry them, in the way they have chosen it. It will carry them. Your world likes carnivals. It likes theater. You would be theater to most people. You would be a carnival. You would be a clown to most people within their created carnival. But to some you will not. Carry on with the process. Carry on with the journey. You will see. But remember, one moment.